When looking at a building on the courthouse square, you might simply see a storefront. Others see a piece of history that should be preserved. A building owner might see a piece of property that can be altered as he or she sees fit.
I think if I own the building, I should have the right to use it for my use and my purpose.
That is Ron Purdom. He owns Purdom Electric at 113 Southside Square. He wants to cover the 7-foot-tall windows on the building's second-floor facade.
Nice shutters or nice moldings around three wall sections. I see nothing wrong with it. It would eliminate the glass breakage. It would eliminate the heat loss, or most of it. There'd be a heat loss. There always is on an outside wall.
Purdom says that heat loss cost him hundreds of dollars a year. He also says it's been a problem for 8 to 10 years, though he did not say why he's waited so long to do something about it. Purdom points out other buildings on the square have boarded windows. Nonetheless, the Historic Preservation Commission denied his proposal, so he appealed to the city council. Aldermen voted 6-3 to reject the appeal. During the entire process, Purdom has been critical of the historic district, which was created in 2009 by a vote of downtown property owners. Yet, as you will hear in this exchange with 2nd Ward Alderwoman Kay Hill, Purdom did not participate in the process when he had a chance.
It was my understanding that downtown business owners had input at that time. Is that correct, or do you recall?
I was sent a letter.
And
I didn't send it back. I wasn't for it.
Did you object?
No.
Still, even in a historic district, what authority does the city have when someone wants to change his or her property? That's what 7th Ward Alderman Clay Hinderleiter wonders.
Somehow we've gone from this is a guideline to this is a regulation, and if you break it, it's a misdemeanor.
Community Development Coordinator Ed Bosch responded.
What the ordinance said is if you had something inappropriate in terms of historic guidelines, you didn't have to change it. You could leave it the way it was. But if you did change, then you had to do it in compliance with the historic guidelines.
That brings up another challenge, as raised by downtown business owner Sue Tex.
I want to know what period for your restoration you're after. Because I went to the archives. This building has had a wood front where the windows are when his grandfather bought the building. It didn't have the windows there. So which period are you restoring to? Which year? 1912? 1890 when it was built? 1920? 1930? 1940? 1950? 60? 70? Which restoration period are you going through for the square?
In fact, the city is not striving for a single time period. Rather, it's striving for a certain look and feel, as summed up by the 2nd Ward's Kay Hill.
You know, you go someplace like Galena that has put a lot of effort into historic preservation, and it's beautiful. And it was my thought that that's what we were trying to accomplish downtown Macomb, is preserving that historic architecture, if you will.
So the challenge now is to preserve that historic architecture while following the historic district rules while keeping everyone happy. That last point might prove to be the most difficult challenge of all. Rich Egger reporting.